Hey, if you're listening to this, I will assume you're at least interested in money, understanding the economy, and finances as well. And some of us now want to get the next generation interested as well. So check out Million Bazillion, Marketplace's award-winning kids podcast that breaks down money to help dollars make more sense. Tune into Million Bazillion wherever you find your favorite podcasts. A whole new season is out now. Million Bazillion is presented in partnership with Greenlight, the debit card and money app for kids and teens. Greenlight helps kids and teens learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Get 1 month free and an extra $10 when you sign up for a Greenlight account at greenlight.com/million.
Hello.
Hey, girl.
Why are you calling from a random number?
I'm calling from my work number.
Okay.
Okay, so how much money do you make a year?
Wait, are you fucking serious? I'm not going to answer that question.
Hey, everyone. I'm Rima Jerez, host of This Is Uncomfortable, a new podcast from Marketplace that explores the thing we're always in our feelings over, but don't really know how to talk about. Money. This is a storytelling podcast about how money affects our relationships and shapes our identities, how it defines what it means to be an adult.
I owe the Department of Education upwards of $360,000, U.S. dollars, in loan repayment. That's a house.
That's a house.
Yeah.
Was there ever a relationship for you or a particular experience that made you feel like your debt would be a burden to someone else?
Oh, absolutely. I'm a walking financial liability.
It impacts how we date and who we fall in love with.
Terrence would kind of joke about, man, but I'm broke right now. And I was like, sir, you have thousands of dollars in the bank. I get that you want to adopt the broke mindset, but when I say broke, we don't mean the same thing.
It's part of how we understand success, how we define our values.
I guess maybe I'm afraid that what they're saying is real and true, and that's really who I am.
And who is that exactly?
Serial plagiarist, I guess. That's what they call me.
And who we are in the workplace?
I 100% have cried at work. I almost cried today at work. I'm not even joking.
So where are like the top places that you'll cry? Like what's the ranking?
I would say that my desk is the most frequent. And then after that, the bathroom. Honestly, 90% of the time, it's just at my desk very quietly.
As well as who we are at home.
We're still in a place where a lot of women didn't get to pursue any kind of career. And it's hard for me sometimes not to look at momagers and stage moms and see just like so much repressed ambition.
Money touches every aspect of our lives, often in ways we don't realize.
We both were in shock. We both looked at each other like, oh my God, this is like, this really just happened. We really just got, you know, a baby for free, basically.
Look, I'm not going to be able to tell you how to make the most of your 401k or to get more out of your investments. I don't even have investments. This is not a personal finance podcast. It is a podcast about life and how money messes with it.
I'm finally realizing that, like, I should be saving. So I'm like, I actually made a Google Doc a couple months ago of like.
I should do that. You can share the Google Doc with me.
It's uncomfortable.
Did you know that the name of the podcast is This Is Uncomfortable?
Is that what you went with?
Yeah. That's what it's called. This Is Uncomfortable.
Okay, well, it is.
This Is Uncomfortable drops on June 13th. Catch us wherever you get your podcasts. New story every Thursday. See y'all soon.